This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Today we'll be looking at dating etiquette. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations as we continue looking at the topic of dating, looking specifically at dating etiquette. We want to remind you these words are offered up to us by Brother Bill Goring, one of the elders and the preacher for the Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri at the Chipman Road congregation. There are a few things that need to be remembered when a couple is dating. Most of them can be summed up in the big word respect. But we will try to be a little more specific. First, always honor your parents' wishes. No matter how ridiculous you think they are, if they tell you to be at home at a certain time, be there. If they tell you not to go to a certain place, then do not go. If you are a young man, go up to the door, meet her parents, don't be rude. I would add, do not pull up to a young lady's house and simply honk the horn. If someone is doing it to my daughter, I tell her to stay put. Thirdly, if you are a young lady, be considerate enough to be ready on time. Courtesy and kindness demands that you hold doors for her, pull out chairs, treat her like a lady, the same way you would want your mother or sister treated. Young men and men alike, always remember your date is someone's daughter or sister, and how would you want your mom treated? Girls are encouraged to act like a lady. Don't embarrass your date by being loudmouthed or by bossing your date around. He will not appreciate it. Dress appropriately. This goes for young ladies and for men alike. Discuss ahead of time where you will be going and the appropriate attire. It is very embarrassing to show up underdressed or overdressed. Always wear modest apparel, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 9. If you are ever in doubt as to whether you should or should not do something, a good thing to remember is this. Does this violate any biblical principle? Would I be ashamed for Jesus to see me at this location or at this event? Let's keep these things in mind as we consider dating etiquette. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations.